The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God.
That he has brought us this far. A year has 52 Sundays. Is that correct? A year has 52 Sundays. And some of us never miss church service. Some of us, even when we were not in our churches, we were invited to another church for a program or
something.
Yes, people miss the church service because they might have been sick. Or apart from sickness, I really wonder, maybe some because of their work schedules too, and their academic schedules too. But in all this, the Lord has enabled us to come this far. As I was there, and then putting myself together in the office, and I heard Pastor Roger shouting about the fact that the Friday bonds won.
Roger,
and I was saying that if only once that Friday has won, and this is the celebration for one win, then if they should win continuously for 3 weeks, the whole of Kotobabi will not sleep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I wish I was around during that time. Beloved, the Lord has been good to us. I want us to just stand up. I know we have worshipped, but in just some few minutes, I just want you to tell God something. Tell God, Lord, I appreciate you in everything that has happened. In the year 2021, I still appreciate you. I will never end this year 2021 by giving a little glory to the devil. The devil will never see my tears. I will never express my disappointment. Even in death, in sickness, in defeat, in disappointment, in spite of everything, the Lord has been faithful. I may not understand, but the Lord has been faithful. I want you to bless the Lord right now. Say something to the Lord right now. From the depth of your heart, celebrate the Lord for his faithfulness. We bless the Lord. In spite of everything, Lord, we say you have been faithful. We say you have been good unto us. We celebrate you this day. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We honor you. We exalt you. We have come before you just as we are. Spirit of the living God, we are gathered here to say, Lord, we thank you. 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 We thank you.
Amen.
We thank you. We thank you.
Amen.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. It has all worked according to your purpose. 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 We will never celebrate the devil. We will never give glory to the devil. He will never see our tears, because our God is a faithful God. He even deserved to be died for. He deserves that we can even sacrifice our lives for, because he sacrificed his life for us. We thank you this morning. Lord, we salute you. Holy Spirit, come and take charge and take over. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remove your handkerchiefs and wave unto the Lord while you are seated. Just give a wave and a shout right now. Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before I preach the word, envelope should have been given to you. We should have written it and given to them. On 31st, we'll do a thanksgiving.
31st, dano yebeye erad the summer and asieno.
Before our main offering or whatever, that is on Numbers 31:49-50. Numbers 31:49-50. That when the roll was called, none was missing. When the roll was called, none was missing. Let me tell you. Even those that died, they are not missing. They are absent here, but they are present with the Lord. So in no way are they missing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So either you get your own envelope, or we'll see whether by the end of the service. And then we should have also given you envelopes of resolution. What you are getting resolved of for 2022. What you want the Lord to help you to accomplish. You know, I have those requests. 2,205. They are still there. They are still there. One of these days, I will bring them and then mention your name and ask you, year 2000, what did you write? And see whether you still remember what you wrote. I still go through them. I haven't burned them. Only those that I have removed are those who are no longer in the church. I have removed them. Because once they are no longer under my authority, they are no longer. I am no longer in charge of anything of theirs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to read the following scriptures. We all know them. Let's look at Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Joshua 23:14. Now, please, let's look at Joshua 21:45 first. Joshua 21:45. Then we'll go to Joshua 23:14. Not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Everyone was fulfilled. Every promise that God has made to you will be fulfilled. None of the good promises God has made will fail. They will never fail. Because God made them. And the one who made them is able to fulfill them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The Bible says that he that calls you is faithful. And then Joshua
23:14.
This was when Joshua was about to die. He was old. Now I am about to go the way of all the earth. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. I say not one has failed. And I said to you, not one will fail. I am speaking on the theme ending with the celebration of his purpose. We are ending with the celebration of his purpose. No matter what the year has manifested to you, it is all part of God's purpose. It is all part of God's purpose. Isaiah 46 verse 10 says, I say, my purpose will stand. And I will do all I please. Isaiah 46:10. And Isaiah 14:27. We know them already. I will do according to my purpose. For the Lord Almighty has purpose. And who can thwart him? His hand is outstretched in judgment. And who can turn it back? His outstretched hand is not only in judgment, but it is also in blessing. And the Bible says, who can turn it back? Beloved, to some of us, the year under review has produced a mixture of things. I want you to know that that is how God created life to be. Life is not all about day. Life is not all about night. That is why we have 12 hours daylight and 12 hours night. So that day and night alternate. Night usually represents difficult times. And day usually represents glorious moments. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it is all in his plan. It is all according to his purpose. You know, somebody called somebody and said, do you know, today I should have been happy, but I've been crying. And I said, nonsense.
Oh, I said, many.
I said, nonsense to that.
Today
I
should have been happy.
And there was like a manager.
But I am crying.
Then so me sin is you.
Maybe I will forgive that person because maybe the person hasn't come to where I am.
Maybe the person hasn't
come to understand God the way I understand
so
the person. Who says that life is all about
laughing?
The Bible, there is a scripture in Ecclesiastes. Either Ecclesiastes, is it 3:14 or something? It says, when the days are good, be happy. But when the days are bad, consider. God will use both good and bad times to know you. And to get you closer to himself. He will use days of joy, days of tears to know you. And also to reveal himself to you. And to get you closer to himself. I have not experienced death.
Or
very close people in my life. Apart from that, I don't know what I haven't experienced. But I've come to a point where I have realized that everything that I have experienced, painful disappointments, painful desertions, misrepresentations, falsehood, lying against you. When people don't know you, but they can talk about others negatively about you. In all those things, I've realized that they've all drawn me closer to God. They have all matured me. And they have stabilized me. Beloved, today is the 52nd Sunday of the year 2021. By next Sunday, we are in 2022. Next Sunday will be 2nd January. And then another lap has begun. But how your year will be is determined by how you ended it. That is why this morning I am here to challenge you to end the year well. Never end the year in disappointment. Never end the year in pain. Never give the devil and your enemies the cause to rejoice. Never. That is what frustrates the devil. Let's see what Joseph said in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Let's see what Joseph said. Genesis chapter 50, verse 25, 0, 20. Not 15, 5, 0.
Edionum 50.
You intended to have
me.
But God intended for good to accomplish. For good to accomplish what is now being done. The saving of many lives. Joseph was telling the brothers, you intended it for evil. But God intended it for good.
That
is what you should tell that boy who disappointed
you.
That is what you should tell that door that closed. Let's see what David also said in Psalm 119, verse 71. It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees. It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees. That is part of God's purpose. That is part of God's plan. You see, the way God deals with his children is different. It's different from the way he deals with people of the world. That is why Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, Romans 8:28,
he
said, in all things God works for the good of those who love him and those who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have been called out of the world for his purpose. And he will orchestrate every event according to the plans he has for you. If you don't understand these things, you will worry yourself for nothing. You will die for nothing. As a matter of fact, none of your prayers has failed. I said, none of your prayers has failed. Somebody will say, God didn't answer my prayer. Never say that. Because your prayers are kept in a bank. They are kept in a bank. There is a prayer bank. When you read Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 to 5. Revelation 8:1-5. There is a prayer bank where the prayers of the saints are kept. There is a golden altar that receives our prayers. Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was giving much incense to offer with the prayers of all God's people. Some verse said the saints on the golden altar in front of the throne.
Now for him, okay, be a while, but for now, or Jesus and Semino.
And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Be careful when you say my prayers were not answered. As a child of God, your prayers are kept in the bank. Verse 4 says, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God and out of the angel's hand. And afterwards, they were cast down. This was actually the prayers of the tribulation saints. Those who missed the rapture. And they didn't want to take the mark of the beast. And they had to be killed. They had to die for their own salvation. the painful death that Jesus died, they had to die for themselves. The torture they were going through, these were the prayers they were praying. They were praying for judgment on those who were tormenting them. So those were the prayers that were going up. And they were mixed with the incense. And they were cast down. But you see, the word of God only has context here on earth. In the spiritual realm, the word of God hasn't got context. The word of God hasn't got context. It can be applied anyhow. And in this scripture, we see a principle there. There is a mystery there. That generally, the prayers of the saints are kept in a bank. They are never wasted. Why are they kept there? Number one reason. For certain conditions to be fulfilled. God wants certain conditions to be fulfilled. Certain conditions to be fulfilled. That is why you see, as you pray for something, begin to ask God, what step should I take? As I pray, what do I do? When the prophetic word comes, what condition should I be for that prophetic word to come to pass? The prayers are waiting for certain conditions to be fulfilled. Maybe God is waiting for you to forgive somebody. Maybe God is waiting for you to obey an instruction. Maybe God is waiting for you to repent of a sin. Yes, to repent of a behavior, a lifestyle. What are the conditions? And she said, God is waiting for you to overcome unbelief. God is waiting for you to position yourself well. What are the conditions? And she said, sometimes God is waiting for you to mature. When I talk about spiritual maturity, I am not talking about how many years you have been in the church, or how many years you have been in the Lord, or how old you are. Spiritual maturity has to do with how much of Christ is in you. How much of the Holy Spirit is in you. How much has Christ affected you and impacted your life? How much of Christ do people see in you? Does your life manifest Christ? When I come to your compound house and I say, praise the Lord outside, will you be bold to shout hallelujah for the other tenants to hear? Or you say hallelujah and that.
And I say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. So that the other tenor say, shit.
Is she also attending church?
Because they don't know you like that. They don't see hallelujah in you.
Hallelujah.
In your family. At your workplace, what are the conditions that should be fulfilled for that prayer to be answered? Number two, the prayers are kept in heaven because of God's timing.
Look, God has his own time. You see, that is why you should never give up. That's why you must persevere. Yes. The Bible said that you need to persevere. Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 35, that is it. You need to persevere. Don't give up. Continue in whatever you are doing, how you are serving the Lord. Press on. Because God has his own time. And his time is different from your time. And his time is according to what his purpose. So because of that, the prayers are kept
for his time.
Number three, the prayers are kept because certain people must be eliminated. Certain people should not leave for the answer to come. When you read Exodus chapter 4 and Luke chapter 2, when you read there are verses there. God told Moses in Exodus 4, go back to Egypt because those who are seeking your life are no more. So, as long as certain people were there, God kept Moses in the desert. The Lord said to Joseph and Mary, in Luke chapter 2, send the baby back. Because Herod and all who were plotting against the child are no more. So the prayers are kept. There are other reasons why the prayers are kept in the bank. I've mentioned of maturity. You will never give your car keys, no matter how much you love your 5 years, 6 years, 7 years old daughter or son. You won't give your car keys because the person is not mature. In fact, in the Bible, until the child is matured, it is a servant who inherits the
master.
Some of you children of God, you are still children. You are still children. By now, you should have been teaching. But you still need to be taught. Paul said, by now, you should have been eating solid food. But you are still drinking milk.
So a motofua and milk and a mokoso a monom.
50-year-old woman is still taking Cerelac.
Be a wedding finish here and you know with this Cerelac.
20 years in Christ is still eating
Cerelac. And you know, Nenso
Cerelac.
Mokosua
baby food. Paul said, I cannot talk to you like mature people because you are still carnal. That's why the prayers are kept in the bank. When you open your mouth, what you should say, you have no restraint, no discipline. You go anywhere. You do anything. You talk anyhow. You gossip anyhow. Your prayers are kept in the bank. God is waiting for you to mature. This morning, today being the last Sunday,
It is not the end of life. Some of you, it is just the beginning. I say, some of you, it is just the beginning. Each year is not the same. If it was 2020, and now it is 2021, and very soon it shall be 2022, it means years are progressive. And as years are progressive, your life must be progressive. I say your life must be progressive. Your life must be progressive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why has the year the figures changed? Why has figures changed in you? Nothing has changed. As figures are changing, something in you must also change. Your mentality must change. Your behavior must change. Your relationship must change. Your talking must change. Towards God. Towards God. I told you that one of the encounters I had this year. I saw a great man of God, highly anointed, and he's a person I've been following. I have read his books, and I went and knelt down that he should lay hands on me. And because when I knelt down, he didn't say, no, don't kneel down. So it means that it was the Lord himself that appeared to me like that. And immediately I knelt down. Another pastor came and knelt by me. In the past, I've had issue with that pastor. I thought I had forgiven him. Because his matter is no longer with me. But immediately he knelt down with me. The person before who I was just waved the hand. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. If you know how it happened in the dream, it was as if the doors of hell was open for me. I started pleading for mercy. Beloved, don't joke. Hell is real. Always examine your heart. Examine yourself because look, the thing is real. I never knew.
Now on him say.
That in my heart, I still have anything against that
person.
And I started playing. I said, forgive me, Lord. I
said,
forgive me, Lord. Look, you don't know the day of your visitation. The Lord was telling me that in the year 2022, the only way we can survive is to practice the presence of God. Live in the presence of God. Walk by the Spirit. Not by what you hear. Not by what you feel. It is only by that you can be blessed. Like those of you who thought Christmas is Saturday, so let me sit in the house and rest. I believe you have heard what happened here yesterday. You have heard it. You haven't told them.
Monty.
Everyone who came to church received 5 kilos, 2 kilos, two, even children, of rice. Because somebody just brought it. Five kilos, two.
Five kilos,
even children. Children who can carry it.
Because once when somebody just brought rice, he said, distribute to everyone. Give it to everyone that is here.
You see a Gino rice. Then your fortune rice.
So, look, in some families, a mother
and
five children.
And then a man,
two, and one. Okay, the mother got two. Children got one. Yesterday. That was what happened here.
And we see Nra.
Then to the person, but I tell the person, were you here yesterday?
And right now, Ahana.
Why were you?
Now we're here for. Also for an Subesiana.
It is finished.
Also for si asa. Also for si asa.
2021, it is finished.
I think you know Bakono.
Asa. 2022, walk in the spirit.
I fear that your name is so nanti.
Position yourself well.
Never would you know.
Every time, tell the Holy Spirit, direct my steps to the right place. Direct my thoughts well. Direct my mouth well. Direct my spirit well.
That's our home.
Because prophetic, it has just started.
That
was what happened here yesterday.
And now I see Enra.
Everyone who came here left here.
It will be our free heavy and no crime.
Except babies that were being carried. They didn't get it. Because they can't carry the bag, the rice. So they did, but any child.
Now be a no bit my page.
Even our brother Adam's daughter.
Adam Oba Nunana
Nunana was carrying rice. She also got rice. She was running up and down.
And now watch as a war him.
If a child has started receiving such gifts,
fresh,
what is he going to receive tomorrow?
Pray for yours in 2022.
Pray for yours in
2022.
But if you have faith, you can pray for another miracle. In some few days that are left, a miracle can still come to you. Congregation,
Asafo,
we want to rise up and just celebrate the Lord in this communion. Listen to me. I say it didn't fail. It has not failed. Your prayers have not failed. I said your prayers have not failed. Your prayers has never failed. Your expectation has never failed. It is being kept in a bank. It is being kept in a bank. Ask the Lord, what conditions do I fulfill? You must know God for yourself. Don't let anyone know God for you. Stop going round. Stop chasing people for prophecy. You don't need any prophecy again. You need fulfillment. You have heard so much. It must come alive. So now it is no longer prophecy. But what must I do for the prophecy to come alive? And listen to me. No prophet is greater than anybody. Wherever you go, there are conditions. There are processes. There is not a waiting. There is a waiting. There will be a process. There will be some conditions. Your grace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.